Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 129, Angels of Our Nature. At one point, they had to ford a shallow stream that meandered through hilly terrain. When they emerged, they were on a straight stretch of dirt road, bordered on each side by tall trees that dipped behind a hill.
What the hell is that?
Something metallic crested the hill, gleaming in the early evening sun. It was smaller and lower to the ground than their truck.
Cal, quick, pull off and find cover.
Cal didn't hesitate, making a sharp right turn into a thick section of forest, plowing over sapling trees, bushes, and forest undergrowth until the road they'd been on was obscured almost completely from their sight. Cal spun the Tundra so they could look through the front windshield in the direction of the approaching whatever it was.
Chill the engine.
Through gaps in the trees and vegetation, they could catch glimpses of the vehicle, for that was what it had to be, moving at that speed. It slowed and came to a stop. They could see dappled light glinting off its surface in a narrow break between trees, but they couldn't make out much detail of the thing.
What kind of wag is that?
Don't know. Shut up.
I come in peace.
Fuck me.
What? Who is that?
Perhaps you can help me. I'm looking for a one-eyed man. Tall, dark curly hair, rugged scar down one side of his face. Used to have what they called an afro. Wears it short these days, I believe.
What the hell is this, Cawdor?
The end of a perfect day.
You are from Cornerstone, yes?
How does he know that?
Ryan reached back and grabbed an AR-15 from a rack over the back door. Mace grabbed one from the opposite side.
Start the engine, Cal.
Ah, there you are.
An 8-foot-tall humanoid, but decidedly inhuman, chrome-plated figure emerged through the trees. Its head was a necklace swiveling bubble with a glowing red strip of light where eyes might be.
What the hell?
Floor it, Cal! Run him down!
Oh, in the name of the law.
The sectoid raised its Gatling gun of a right arm. Fortunately, Cal had fast reflexes and was already bearing down on the enemy before him. The sectroid went flying from the impact, snapping a tree in half when it landed.
Don't let it get up!
Right!
Cal steered the monster truck right on top of the droid, twisting the wheel to the left so its massive front left tire pinned the Gatling gun arm under 10 tons of weight.
What in Gaia's name is that thing?
That's the sectroid, isn't it?
Yep.
What? Jack told us about this thing. It's from where we're heading.
The droid strained against the weight of the 48-inch wide tire, grinding its arm into the crunchy soil.
Yeah, that doesn't tell me what the fuck it is, though.
I'll explain later, if we live through this.
Jack said this thing fired missiles.
Yeah, hoping it fires them with the same arm as its gun.
Oh, shit!
Suddenly, the truck began to tilt upward on its right side.
It's pushing on the front axle with its free hand, the one with fingers. It's trying to tip us over.
What do we do?
Don't let it.
Clutching the AR-15, Ryan opened the truck door.
What are you gonna do?
See what damage I can inflict.